Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to have you here, everyone. Appreciate it. Good to be here. Sitting behind the silver microphone in the NASCAR studio. It's right down the hall here in the Auto World Plaza from the Greasy Garage studio. I like the smell of the NASCAR studio. It just smells like racing fuel and tires, and it just smells like hot dogs and popcorn, and it smells like 150,000 people. Oh, it's good to have you here. Before we head out and get going here to get to the Daytona 500 this hour, I better tighten up those lug nuts.
If I was a race car driver, well, I'd be right behind her. I'd be doing 90 in her 55, trying to change her mind. And if I was an airplane pilot, I wouldn't be 35,000. I'd be drawing I'm sorry in the blue sky over I-65. But if I was a betting man, I'd say she's halfway to Birmingham, on the phone with her mom and them, cussing me to hell and back again. I bet she's got a radio. If I was a betting man.
There's a lot of people. Are you betting on the Daytona 500? Maybe Richard Petty? He's not racing in it. He used to, of course. Yep. You know, Richard Petty, I got Daytona 500 trivia for you all through the hour here today on Auto World. Richard Petty has the most wins, 7 for the Daytona 500, that is. Now, there's one thing about NASCAR and racing. I've mentioned it before. We want them to go out and race because you and I get to have the delightful creature features afterwards in your cars, your new cars that you're buying. Yes, the new cars just keep getting better and bigger and better. Oh, yeah. Gas mileage keeps getting better, too, doesn't it? And now we've got EVs out there, of course. There's been in the Daytona 500, in NASCAR, of course, there has been 7 father and son duels to win a race. Kind of some neat trivia for us today. Okay, on this hour of Auto World, the chicken tax. Yes, the chicken tax. I cannot do the sound effects for the chicken. I won't even try. But the chicken tax, will it stop Volkswagen? That's coming your way here in this hour. I've got another recall for you, something to do with the FSD. So stay tuned again. Sorry, but this hour you've got to have pen and paper and pencil ready again. FSD coming your way, recall. And that has something to do with Tesla. And this is, all recalls are fresh. And I try to get the recalls, I try to get the information like last hour on the Nissan way before you get the letter. That's what it's about. I want to make sure you know about it before the dealer even knows about it. And remember, you can go back on the podcast and play the podcast for the dealer, since they're going to look like deer in the headlights when you tell them, hey, my emblem's going to blow off when my airbag goes off and kill me. What? Where'd you hear that? They didn't know about it. Podcast, how to get there, you just go to the internet.com. You internet, Google, Auto World, Mark Evans, and there it is, the podcast. Okay, now, this hour, this is something that we all look at every day. We pay a lot of money for it. We even take advantage of it. And you actually decide which one you want. The history of your paint that is on your automobiles coming your way. That's right, paint. And we also have for you this hour Who outsold who? That's a segment we have here on Auto World, and it's back. Who outsold who? Beetle versus the T. That's the Model T. I think that actually changed our whole entire world. That one letter, T. And again, I have more trivia coming your way. We're going into the email bag, and in fact, Eddie, the engine emailer, is not in the house. Nope, he was for the first 2 hours of Auto World, but now he's gone. And we have my PR director, Bobby Besser, is in the house. Good to see you, Bobby Besser. Don't BS me. He's got the email bag right there, and that means, well, Eddie, the engine, he had to go something to do with his engine. I don't know. He's probably got a radiator leak or something like that. Anyway, we're going to go into the email bag. I look forward to your emails live and fresh. Fresh emails coming in. I do appreciate that. And that email address, again, folks, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We have Facebook out there. My name is the address, Mark Evans. We're full. We've got 5,000 friends. Facebook says no more. You can't have any more. We've got a limit on it. You've filled up your fuel tank. But still, friend me anyway on Facebook, and we'll have you there in case somebody drops out or something happens there. Okay. And you can Facebook message me, too, which you folks do, and I do appreciate that. Instagram, here's our Instagram address, is Auto World Media. And I want you to head over there, and just look at the photos we put up. We keep you fresh every week about certain things. A simple little thing is a chicken picture. What? Yeah, that chicken picture is over there on Auto World Radio's Facebook page because of the chicken tax. No, I'm not going to do the sound effect for that. Sorry about that. They're talking to me in both my ears. Do the chicken. No, I'm not doing the chicken. I'm on LinkedIn. I do welcome all of you to look over there at my LinkedIn page. We probably need to do some updates on that, too. But, hey, that's okay. We're over there, and you can get me on LinkedIn. And I do appreciate that. So, here this hour, we're going to get to a lot of things. And let's get right to the nuts and the bolts and get going. Oh, by the way, at the end of the program, we have for you the Word with Mark. Now, let's just start at the start of the program and give you some history about the checkered flag. We're coming into our last hour this week, and so let's put the checkered flag down and wave us in. We're the winners. That's right. All of us are the winners. The checkered flag. The possible first use of the checkered flag to end an auto race was February 16th, 1906. 1906. The Vanderbilt Cup races of the early 20th century were among the most prestigious of events in the early days of motoring. Folks, those races captured hearts and minds of drivers, spectators alike, starting in 1904. However, at the 1906 race in New York, something happened that would forever change auto racing history. Well, probably. According to the VanderbiltCupRaces.com, go check those out. Check that website out, VanderbiltCupRaces.com. Well, the race starter Fred Wagner waved a checkered flag as the driver Lewis Wagner crossed the finish line in first place on that day in 1906. This is apparently the very first use of such a flag. Checkered, that is. Black and white checkers. A tradition that has lasted ever since. The event has been there, done that. Willie K. Vanderbilt can be seen saluting the winning driver back in that day. And that day was February 16th, 1906. So go, please do. The checkered flag, a little history on the checkered flag, which they're using at all times on all our races, whatever kind of race it is. And isn't the truth, do your kids, is the soapbox derby still around? We've talked about it, the little history behind the soapbox derby. And do we have a checkered flag at the end of that for our kids? Yes, we do. VanderbiltCupRaces.com. Go check it out. Pretty cool. When we come back, we're going into the email bag. We're going to find out who outsold who, the Beetle versus the T. Coming right back with you. Appreciate you being here. It's time to go grab some NASCAR M&Ms. Oh, yeah, that dark chocolate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Glad you're in the car with me. Thank you. Riding shotgun. Every week you're with me. That's what it's all about. Thanks for, I'm going to make sure that I have this bad boy detailed on the inside. And today you're with me in the NASCAR studio. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World in the NASCAR studio where there's a lot of popcorn and hot dogs. Oh, yeah. Good to have you here. Now, it's chicken tax. We're going to get to the email bag sooner or later. But right now, it's chicken tax time. Will chicken tax stop Volkswagen? Well, first off, what is it? What is the chicken tax? Come on, what does this mean? Well, the chicken tax is a 25% tariff on light trucks imported to the United States. The United States imposed this tariff in 1964 in an executive order issued by President Lyndon Johnson as a retaliation for European tariffs on American chicken imports. The chicken tax. So, with that, will it stop Volkswagen? What's this all about? Well, here this last week, Volkswagen slipped out a tweet. They tweeted through its news channel a few days ago, showing some kind of vehicle driving over snow and ice. You only get to see a tire and a bit of the chassis, but the vehicle's crunching through the winter weather, big time. It carries a signature light bar across the front, common to Volkswagen's electric vehicles. The commercial, of course, that they showed us, coming soon, of course, splashed across the screen. It says coming soon. I don't know, did any of you get to see that? The mysterious spot was, of course, it was all set up, SUV or all-wheel drive. We don't really know what it is. Well, it could be maybe an Amarok, all-full electric Amarok. Is it? The Volkswagen Amarok, it has been in production since 2010, and up to now, it has been a traditional body-on-frame midsize truck compared to the Ford Ranger, but Volkswagen has stated in the past that the plan to build the all-electric truck by 2026. The Ranger chassis was supposed to be the basis for the new Amarok, the Volkswagen Amarok, potentially for the United States market, along with the second EV truck to compete with the F-150 Lightning that's been halted. But that deal between Ford and Volkswagen, it collapsed, folks. Collapsed. Now, the Volkswagen Group owns the rights to the old International Scout brand, of course. I've told you that before, but it's planned to revive and electrify the Scout as an independent company to build an all-electric truck and an SUV for the United States for all of us. Excuse me. With the first deliveries expected, supposedly, by Volkswagen stating, to arrive in 2026. Now, the good news, the officials of Volkswagen are telling me that these new Scouts, electrified pickup trucks, will be built in Chattanooga, Tennessee plant. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. That car. Maybe they should call it that. I don't know. Anyway, now, that's what's going to happen by 2026. But a potential answer is an EV pickup that we might have seen a little taste of that on that TV commercial. The EV pickup based on the MEB platform that supports the ID.4. Oh, that SUV is already built in Chattanooga, and a pickup built in Tennessee would not be subject to the chicken tax import duty that was kept in their European companies out of the American truck market since 1964. Volkswagen has been looking for what they call a rugged SUV, and this could be it. One thing that remains certain, though, folks, Volkswagen is all in on electrics in Europe and in America. Whatever may be behind their headlights is the teaser. Whoa! What's that? Oh, the Yuga horn. You know what that means? It's time to get over here. Bobby BSer, he's got the email bag. Hand me the email bag. He's nodding his head. The Ugorn just blew him right out of his seat. That's what it's about. Woohoo! Let's get into the email bag. Hey, one. Do you know how to iron all the emails I just crumpled up, Bobby BSer? He's my PR director. He's nodding his head. No. We'll teach you that later after the show. Because I've got to be able to read them here. Okay, we've got an email here. And this email that I've got, if that email address, folks, is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, and you're more than welcome, please do, as we are live, email me at this time and or all through the week, and that means 7 days a week I'm here for you, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. This one I can read, Dennis and Marge, okay. Dennis and Marge. Start the email out here. It says, good February to you, Mark. Well, thank you. Same to you. My wife and I tune in every week to get the latest in the auto news and maybe even learn something. Awesome. Awesome. Dennis March, thank you. Appreciate that. That a boy. Appreciate it for saying that. Keep up the good work. I will. Thank you. Mark, could you give us a recommendation on the best way to get rid of brake squeal? Driving a Chevy Traverse, had the brakes done about 3 months ago. We have a squeal for we've had a squeal for almost 2 months now. I did take it back and the shop said, don't worry about it. The squeal will eventually go away. Mark, help. Dennis and Marge, listening in Arkansas on 1340 AM. Wow, awesome. I don't think I've ever had an email come in from Arkansas. I do now. Woo, thank you for taking the lid off the hoop and having the hubcap come off. Dennis and Marge, thank you. Appreciate that. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates, of course. Shout-out, I say. Got to get the jumper cables on the battery because my battery's a little low. There, we got the, well, you know, the darn batteries. These we might have to go all electric or something. I don't know. What? We got a battery. It's supposed to be honking. Shout out goes out to the spirit of Popular Bluff, KLID AM 1340. Popular Bluff, Missouri. Dexter, Missouri. Corning, Arkansas. Corning, Arkansas, and all you folks in Missouri and Arkansas, good to have you along. Appreciate it. Dennis and Marge brought us into Arkansas and Poplar Bluff, Missouri, et cetera. And Dexter, good to have you here. Appreciate it. So, squeal. That is so annoying, isn't it? You're driving up to the stop sign and stoplight. Here I come. Here, can you see me and hear me? There it is. Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis and Marge. Dennis, well, here's what I want you to do. Okay, so the shop, first off, they are really telling the truth. Eventually, the squeal will go away. A couple things. First off, the disc brake pads that we buy, shops buy, that you buy, Dennis and Marge, out there at the auto parts store, they're semi-metallic. They have little bitty fragments of metal in them, and they can accumulate moisture. Oh, yes, sitting on the shelf and accumulating moisture causes rust to come in and say, hi, knock, knock. Mr. Mrs. Disc Brake Pad, I'm going to rust you up. So that highway junkie, we got rust everywhere. We're going to come back, help Dennis and Marge in Arkansas, listening to us on KLID AM 1340. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. President Biden is heading to Poland this week.
Biden will arrive in Warsaw on Tuesday, where he's expected to speak about the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Before delivering those remarks, however, the president is set to meet with Poland's president. Biden expected to discuss how the United States will continue to rally international support for Ukraine to defend itself against Russia. National Security Advisor John Kirby on Fox News Sunday.
As the president has said, we're going to support Ukraine for as long as it takes, and he means that, as long as it takes.
Former President Jimmy Carter is receiving hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia. The nation's oldest living president is foregoing medical treatment after a series of recent hospital stays. Jimmy Carter is 98. It's Team Giannis against Team LeBron. The 72nd NBA All-Star Game is tonight at 8:30 Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means... always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, when you're out driving, was it the first hour of Auto World I mentioned about all of your cars and your trucks that you're driving are actually eventually going to the right? Why? Why are you going to the right? And you're nodding your head. You're thinking, my car does not go to the right. My truck does not go to the right. What's he talking about? Well, it really does. Because the crown in the road... See, the center of your roads and freeways have a pitch to them, a crown on the top. They're a little taller in the center of the road and then fade down to the right. This is in the right lane because of they want the rain and the snow and the melting to get off the road so you drive safe. So your car eventually, sometimes we have a tough time here at the Greasy Garage, trying to figure out, then somebody says, my car's really going to the right. And they're right, but I have to find out, figure out, and I do have one street marked in the Boise, Idaho area where I'm broadcasting live in the Auto World Plaza in the NASCAR studio. This road is flat. And I can take and let my hands off their steering wheel as I'm test driving it to see if their car is going to the right. All the other roads are not flat because the crown, it's high in the center, causing all the sewage, the rain, the snow, everything to... And your car, if you let go of the steering wheel, will go to the right. There you go. And or your truck. Let's get back to Arkansas and help Dennis and Marge. Dennis, Marge says here that they have some squeaky brake squeals. They, let's see here, they're in Arkansas listening to us on KLID, the Spirit of Popular Bluff, AM 1340, in Missouri there, and in Arkansas. Now, the squeal, Dennis, I was talking about rust on the pad. See, so all the products, it's kind of like, well, they're, the material that's on the pad is designed to be an open-faced, open-poured type material with metal, semi-metallic metal fragments in it. And we need that for our new cars, so when those pads are on and it grabs the rotor to slow and stop your car up, you have good brakes. So the manufacturers state they have to, I know that AutoZone Duralast is just one of the brands. They actually have their Duralast Gold model of brake pads that they sell wrapped in a special paper. And that, so they do not, they have a shelf life then, and they do not rust. So when you buy them or your shop buys them, they will not have rusty pads, but they also spray a coating on those pads so they don't rust too. Some of the brands, all brands have to do that, so the material on the pad doesn't rust and doesn't open up to moisture, and the pads are no good when you put them on. So with that said, the shop's, you know, pretty much right. What you're burning off there is the squeal. You're burning off the spray coating that they put on there from the factory. Bendix is one brand, and you got Wagner, and then you've got I believe Wagner and Bendix is all the same company now. And you got AutoZone, O'Reilly's, and Advance Part. They have their brands, all that. You know, so all the brake pads have been sprayed with this material, and so you have to burn that off, Dennis and Marge. So you're burning that off, but truthfully, you're stating that you've had this for, you've had the squeal for, let's see, 2 months now. So, and the shop's telling you, oh, it'll go away eventually. I guess they're thinking that maybe you're going to be selling your vehicle and you're not going to own the vehicle, and that's where the squeal is going to go bye-bye. I want you to go back. I want one test done. What I'm stating, the shop is not bad. The shop is not doing you, you know, not treating you, no misjustice here. What they do is just apply the brake pads. I'm saying that they've done the brake job correctly. The caliper's tight. The rotor's been put on correctly. Everything's snug and tight, and there's no problems there. But what I'm saying is that the product they put on, which is yours truly here, we've had this problem in the shop here in my life, in my 47 years now, of doing this, is that the material that the brake pads are made out of, some of it, I just cannot get rid of the squeal. Period. No matter how long the customer drives the car, like you're talking about here, 2 months. So what we have to do is go in. We have to put on another set of disc brake pads. 2 months later, it's in another, that's a different run in the parts store, meaning that manufacturer, they've already replaced those pads that they had in that run, and they got a new run of parts pads on the shelf, and I put those on. And or I go to a different brand, and maybe that might what we want to do here. If they put on Bendix, you might want to go ahead and put on Duralast, maybe, on the AutoZone side. But here's what you can do to get rid of the squeal right now to verify if it's, what I'm saying is that the disc brake pads are need to be thrown away and you need new pads. I want you to go grab a can. Everyone can do this. It's a good thing to do anyway on your cars. Your disc brake pads will last longer, front and rear. All our cars have pads front and rear now. Go buy just a cheap can, price-wise, of brake clean. It's aerosol. It's called brake clean. You can get it private labeled, and just spray it right in through the hole of the wheel, right onto the caliper that you see, and just give it a good shower, front and back. It's not going to hurt anything. Just give it a good shower, that whole entire caliper, and then spray the rotor, what you can see on the front there. And then go for a drive. That stuff evaporates, I mean, in seconds. Go for a drive and see if the squeal goes away. If it goes away, then we need new brake pads. And I recommend to have everyone, you know, all of you folks listening, do that, because it causes your pads to get rid of the brake dust. And I do recommend, too, Dennis, Marge, too, and everyone, you can buy non-pluming disc brake pads, the dust, non-pluming dust. And they're expensive. They are expensive. But if you've got front wheels that have got the red dust on them from the disc brake pads, well, there you have it. You've got a set of, and 2 months will tell you, Dennis, on yours too, if you've got a black or a red dust on your wheels, they put on some cheap pads. Now, they did it because maybe you asked them to put on cheap. Don't do cheap. I want mid-grade or better. And then if you, but you get the better word, the best, you're going to have non-pluming brake dust. See, that, those metal fragments, that, that sand gets in there. Man, that disc brake material gets in there and just grinds away, and that's what your noise is. Hopefully that makes sense. Dennis Marsh, thank you. Love it. Love to have you from Arkansas coming in on listening to us on KLID, the Spirit of Popular Bluff, AM 1340. Appreciate it. Here's my address. Send me back a little address there. I can send you a little gift bag out if you would. And my email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay. Who outsold who? The Beetle versus the T. What's your guess? 855-660-4261. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can Facebook message me. Mark Evans is the address. Who outsold who? The VW Beetle. The VW Beetle outsells the Ford Model T. It was back in 1972. Yes, introduced in 1908, of course. The Ford Model T would set the record for the highest produced automobile model by the time production ended in 1927. The number is some 15,007,033 left the factory over those years. It'd been actually 45 years before another car matched that number and beat it. And that was the number that, in fact, in 1972, Volkswagen beat that record when the 15,007,034th Type 1 Beetle left the factory. Developed in Germany, Porsche, Dr. Ferdinand Porsche and his team in the 1930s, the Beetle would go on with full-scale production following World War II. The Beetle.
Woo!
Yeah. Congratulations. We're going to come back. Is it almost time to look at what's in front of us? Yes, it is.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
It's because of the smell of the rubber burning the tires.
Oh, yeah.
These are sensations as hard. What a treat. I'm honored to be here behind the silver microphone, sitting in the NASCAR studio this week here on Auto World. Got a trivia question out there for you. It's brand new. I'm going to go ahead and answer it. Every single car manufacturer in the world is given its own unique what? Every single car manufacturer in the world is given its own unique what? VIN number. Every VIN is different. Every VIN tells the story behind the DNA of your car and your truck. Okay, Daytona 500, the 65th running of the Daytona 500 has been taking place and is now done. And celebrating their 75th year of going left. Yes. Well, one thing at the end of the race, so we talked about the history of the checkered flag, but how about the trophy? I mean, every race, someone gets a trophy. Even when we go to the car shows, we get a plaque, a dash plaque. We get a trophy because you win something. Because your car, your vehicle is your how you win. Well, the Daytona 500, the Daytona 500 trophy weighs how much? What does the Daytona 500 trophy weigh? I'll let you answer that. We only have a few minutes left here on the last of the Auto World for the week. But what is your number? What's the weight of the Daytona 500 trophy? And as you know, it takes like two or three of them just to lift the thing. Quite a bit. Jimmy Johnson comes out of retirement to race in the Daytona 500 just last weekend, this weekend here today. And he is the oldest racing in the Daytona 500. So he's an old man there. He's not even got a showing him. He's showing himself a beard. Yeah, he's gray-haired now. Can you believe it? Okay, it's time to get to this recall. Get your pens, papers, and pencils out before the garage door goes down here on Auto World for the third hour of Auto World. Recall on the FSD. The FSD, Tesla's FSD issues continue to recall. Well, they're up to 360, 363,000 vehicles. FSD stands for full self-driving. So listen up. If you've got a Tesla, it's time to, you know, recall again. Recall, recall. Tesla has agreed to recall nearly over a little over 363,000 vehicles equipped with the company's FSD, full self-driving beta software, after, well, feeling some pressure from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. There has been more accidents, folks. The regulators reached out to Tesla based on the EV maker in the late January as part of an ongoing investigation with issues with its autopilot, the FSD program. The officials at NHTSA had some potential concerns on this FSD mode that handled the full roadways environments. Can it? Now, there's a lot of environments that they're in, the Teslas, that you're driving them in. Traveling or turning through certain intersections during a yellow traffic light, the software doesn't recognize it. Adjusting vehicle speed while traveling through certain variable speed zones based on detecting speed limit signage and or the vehicle speed offset. Offsetting and setting there is adjusting by the driver and or the passenger. They brought passenger in there because of, I understand, of the talking. Interesting. So what they're stating is that the FSD doesn't know that you're talking to the person next to you. What's that have to do with anything? I'll get down to the bottom of that. Negotiating a lane change out of certain turnaround, turn-only lanes to continue driving and traveling straight? It doesn't understand it. It's an ongoing problem. The recall comes as the company, Tesla, is in the midst of the widest investigation of the NHTSA, and there has been some accidents here recently this weekend. Not good ones at all. And so I want to, that's why I'm kind of highlighting this, that again, the autopilot, the full self-driving technologies is there in the crosshairs right now. So you do need to get a hold of Tesla. And they're right now they're paying more than $500,000 of their own money to run an anti-FSD commercial during the Super Bowl. That's when it happened. So their Tesla is basically trying to stop the campaigns of the FSD, full self-driving campaign. So they have been hit with quite a few class action lawsuits. But please do, I just want to, you know, highlight this as it is a recall again. There has been another 363 vehicles out there. You might be owning one. You need to get in, email. Dealer-wise with them is a little different, as you Tesla owners know. But I want to make you aware of it. And with that, let me know. Please do. If you want to share with us here on Auto World, please do. I mean, if you know, a lot of people out there, I know I have a lot of friends who are thinking about buying a Tesla. So if you do have a Tesla and you might want to, you know, comment and you've never had any problems, that's great. That's, you know, fantastic. And so we want to get it fixed, and Tesla also does want to get it fixed too, folks. So it means a lot. It does. So now, with that, on Teslas and with all the other cars, there's something out there that's in front of you that we all pay a lot of money for. And, in fact, you do pick it. And what I'm talking about is paint. Yeah, you paint. You pick the paint color of your automobile, don't you? The first thing that most of us notice about your automobile is the paint job. We take it for granted, don't we? I mean, how many times do you get out there and hand wax it, hand polish it, hand rub it down? How many of you do a clay bar clean on it? None of you. Okay, there's three of you. 5 million some people listening. Okay, so there's a few of you doing it. Well, lackluster, faded finish. There's really no schools around. You have to get on the internet, YouTube it, and find out how to even figure out how to get that faded finish up and what kind of product works. Old and outdated, no matter how good or what shape it's in otherwise. But we all take advantage of it. The colors have changed. Would Ford say you can have, we have Model A and Model T there available, T first, of course, but hey, we got black. That's what you get. Chrome came to be. Yep. Bumpers, rims, trim. Chrome, of course, further brightens up a vehicle, as we all know. Chrome's going bye-bye, of course. It's what bumpers there is. There's no more bumpers. It's all paint, painted covering. Yeah, well, pre-19 to early 1900s, vehicles was first invented. The modern auto paints were simply not available. Instead, they couldn't figure it out. Nobody knew how to do a paint. People hand-painted their cars using brushes and paint that could purchase at their local stores like you do a house paint. The paint faded, flaked away very quickly. A lot of things happen. Don't take advantage of it. Get it waxed.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
This week, the word is fired up. Are you fired up? Maybe about your paint fading? Chipping? Not looking good? You fired up about life? Fired up about all the good, the great, the awesomeness in your life? I hope so. Let's get fired up, folks. Are you fired up about all the recalls? Constantly. On all of the cars and trucks. So your life. Do you have recalls in your life? Make it right the first time. That way you don't have to worry about your own recall. Thanks for joining me, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. Good to have you with me. Remember two things. Drive safe and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.